Blog Talk Radio.
This ain't no ordinary world. This ain't no ordinary song, yeah. The God of sin is greater than the ordinary. So I'ma give them all I have.
Praise the Lord, brothers and sisters. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Morning Motivation Podcast, live on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Evangelist Rossi Williams, and our topic for today is redeem your time. Redeem your time. And we're coming from the book of Ephesians, chapter 5, verses 14 through 17. While you are getting your Bibles ready, let me first remind you to tune in live with me for this 15 minutes of hot breakfast for your soul daily, Monday through Friday, at our new time of 7 a.m. Eastern. Instead of 6:30 a.m. Eastern, on Blog Talk Radio by calling in to 323-870-4180 or online from my website at feeldefire.com. That's FEELDFIRE.com. But if you miss me live at 7, hear the powerful recording after 8 a.m. Eastern on my website, feeldefire.com, or even better, by following the podcast so the recording link is text straight to your phone at 8 a.m. Eastern. And you can do that by texting the letters MM for Morning Motivation to phone number 33222. That's MM to phone number 33222, because this word is for you. Well, by now you should have those Bibles ready. I'm in the book of Ephesians, chapter 5, verses 14 through 17, reading from the KJV. Wherefore, he saith, awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. Praise the Lord for the reading of his word. What is our topic for today? Say it out loud with me right now. Redeem your time. I want you to make this personal to you. Repeat after me. Redeem my time. Praise the Lord. Time is the one thing that we can never get back after it's gone, brothers and sisters. No matter what we do, we cannot make yesterday come back again, to right all of our wrongs, to bring back our loved ones, to get a do-over or another chance, if you will, at the opportunities which we should have taken on yesterday, last week, last month, or last year. But the consolation is that in what we can't do, God can always do. Come on and give him some praise right now. In the scripture I read to you in Ephesians 5, 14 through 17, the Bible was letting us know how important time is. It was telling us that because time is so valuable, something that you and I cannot get back, in which we cannot turn back the hands of time, nor turn back the clock, if you will, that we are to walk with sober minds. We are to be focused. We're supposed to be steadfast and have priorities in alignment with the will of God and walk sober-minded or circumspectly instead of people who are reckless and have no value for time. Because it said the days are evil. And you know our lives are nothing but a vapor. Time is short. But I came to encourage you this morning that although you and I cannot turn back the hands of time, although we cannot guarantee ourselves a do-over, a second chance, nor a third, nor a fourth, there's nothing impossible with God, Because God is the God of not only a second chance, but a million chances, and wherein it is impossible for us to redeem time alone. With God, it is possible because God made time. God is time. God controls time. God establishes time. Come on and give God some praise. Now, we don't have but 15 minutes of this powerful morning motivation, so I'm going to give you three things right quickly that you can be assured of regarding God's power in the context to redeem your time. The first thing is that God can make time catch up to you. In the book of Genesis, chapter 17, verses 15 through 19, we read the biblical record of how God appeared to Abraham and his wife Sarah, who was not Sarah at that time yet. But God said to them, "Abraham, I'm going to bless your wife Sarah with a child, and her name shall no more be Sarah, S-A-R-A-I, but you shall call her Sarah." Well, Abraham fell on his face and laughed to himself. He said, "I'm 100 years old. Sarah is 90 years old. Can you surely birth a child to people who are so old? No, Lord, why don't you just take my child, Ishmael, whom I had through my, you know, my handmaiden, Hagar, and make him the child of the promise?" But God said, "No, no, no, my covenant will be established through Isaac. And so in order for me to do that, I'm going to have to go back to a time when Sarah's womb would have naturally been able to bear children and make that time catch up to where she is right now." Hallelujah. See, God can cause time to catch up so that wherever you are right now, every opportunity that you missed, every privilege that you did not appreciate, God can go get them and bring them to right now. And let you get that do-over just like you were right back then in that very moment. God can cause time to catch up so that you can redeem the days and the hours. He can put you right back within the presence of that same person. He can open the door for that job to come back around. He can give you that idea again. God, hallelujah, can cause you and bless you to redeem your time. The other thing that God can do within the context of time is God can, hallelujah, make you to appear right where you need to be. In the book of Acts, chapter 8, verses 26 through 40, God, hallelujah, told Philip to go down to a certain place. And when Philip got there, there was an Ethiopian official who could not understand the text of what he was reading in correlation with the word in Jesus. And so God had Philip to instruct and explain the word to this man. And when he did, the Ethiopian wanted to be baptized right then. So Philip baptized the Ethiopian. But as soon as Philip finished doing that, hallelujah, it says in verse 39, when they came up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord suddenly took Philip away, and the eunuch, or the official, did not see him again, but went on his way rejoicing. You see, when we are attentive to the word of God and to his commands, God will place us right where he wants us to be, to do exactly what he needs us to do, then take us right from there to the next place in our journey. No one can redeem time in such a way of that as God. Even last week when I had to fly home for the funeral, I was sharing with my son how I made it to the airport. Hear what I just said. Not to the gate, to the airport, 30 minutes before my plane was supposed to take off. And all of the people were saying, the officials, they were saying, "It's just no way you're going to make it. You better hurry up and try, but it's no way." I'm talking about, I'm just at check-in, and I'm not even back at the gates yet. Hallelujah. And so I saw this one guy coming up who worked for that particular airline, and he's one of the luggage carriers. And I told him, I don't have but 30 minutes, and I can't miss my plane. I'm going to a funeral. I don't know what to do. Can you help me? How can you help me? I'll give you a great tip. How can you help me? How about the man personally escorted me all the way back to the gate, and I made my plane. He took my bags onto the plane. I'm trying to show you how God can put you right where you need to be with the right person to make the things happen. God redeemed the time. Come on and give him praise. Say, Lord, I'm redeeming my time. This is the last one because our time is almost up. Within the context of redeeming your time, God can also accelerate your destiny. In the book of John, chapter 2, verses 1 through 11, we read the biblical record of how Jesus turned water into wine. And so when they determined that they didn't have, you know, any more of the wine, Jesus' mother Mary is there. And so she goes to Jesus and she says, they have no more wine. Jesus answered, woman, why do you involve me? My hour has not yet come. His mother didn't stay there and argue with Jesus because she knew who Jesus was. The angel appeared to her, remember, to tell her that she was going to have this child who would save people from their sins. She just went to the servants and said, look, do whatever he tells you. See, Jesus said, my hour has not yet come. But his mother knew this is the time. Your hour is now. So she just told everybody, whatever he tells you to do, go ahead and do it. You see, we cannot redeem our time, but God can always redeem the time. We cannot go back in time, but God can cause the time that we missed out on to catch back up with us. We cannot always make sure we are right where we're supposed to be on time, but God can make where we're supposed to be appear right within the midst of us if we will follow his instruction. We cannot always understand when we are at a cataclysmic moment, an epiphany moment, I mean a life-changing moment, but God, hallelujah, will always have someone there to put us and speak into us, yes, your time has come because I am accelerating your destiny. Redeem your time. Now, our time is almost won. You ought to be on fire right now because there ought to be going through your mind and your spirit some opportunities that you messed up on, some things that you should have done that you did not do, some people that you just wish you had one more chance with to make it right. There ought to be going through your spirit joy because now you realize God can redeem the time. We're almost out of time, so we're going to go into prayer. I'm going to do the altar call, and then I'm going to assign you your task for today. But as I go into prayer, just say, God, I thank you. My time has been redeemed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you today. We glorify you. Father, we're thanking you right now for do-overs. We're thanking you right now for second, third, fourth, fifth, 100 chances. We're thanking you, Lord, because even though we can't redeem the time, time belongs to you. We thank you because you've redeemed the time. You've put us right where we need to be today to take hold of whatever we lost, whatever we missed, whatever we gave up, whatever we forfeited. You're making time catch up with us. You're making time stop so that we appear where we need to be. You're accelerating time and destiny to bring about your glory in our lives. And because of that, we thank you today. We thank you today. This is a brand new day, brand new life, brand new blessings. We have redeemed our time. Now, Father, I pray for everyone listening that you just bless them right now. Encourage them in their spirits. Time has been redeemed. Time has been redeemed. Time has been redeemed. And we thank you for it, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. And this time, we're going to do it right. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Let everyone say amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on now, if you are not saved or backslidden, please repeat after me. Father, I come in Jesus' name. I ask forgiveness of my sin. I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated. In Jesus' name, amen. Oh, come on, everyone, and say, I redeemed my time today. All right, remember to tune in with me live at 7 a.m. Eastern by calling in to 323-870-4180 or online from my website at fillthefire.com. Remember to follow the podcast. Go ahead now and text the letters MM to phone number 33222. You can contact me and send me your prayer requests, learn more about me, and hear prior teachings on my website at fieldfire.com, FEELDFIRE.com. Now, our topic for today is redeem your time. Your task for today is to be on the lookout because God is bringing the chances back to you this time. Don't mess up. All right, I'll see you in the morning.
Eyes haven't seen, and ears haven't heard the kind of blessings that's about to fall on me. Victory is here. Kick defeat out the door. God's doing a new thing. Yeah. Get ready for overflow. 'Cause I'm getting ready. Something I've never seen. Prophesy.
Let me tell you something. You can't give yourself a do-over, but God can. God is a do-over God. Redeem your time. Visit me at fieldthefire.com.